This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Last night at the NCAA National Championship game in Chapel Hill, the University of Michigan field hockey team lost in a heartbreaking overtime shootout to the University of North Carolina. A great run by the Wolverines, a team that last appeared in the championship 20 years ago and was then victorious. North Carolina is now tied with Old Dominion as the winningest program in the NCAA with 9 championship titles. We want to take a moment to salute another team that did something worth talking about in any year.
This is enormous pressure. Michigan has never won the national championship.
Down to the dismount.
Oh, beautiful.
It was gorgeous. There was a little.
This spring, the University of Michigan women's gymnastics team took its first national championship in school history, posting the third highest score in competition history and clobbering last year's champs, Oklahoma.
What a season led by those 4 superb all-arounders. Bev Plocke and the Wolverines get their first NCAA championship in her 32nd year as their head coach.
Bev Plocke has coached the Michigan women through 31 seasons, and she joins us now. Bev, congratulations and welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
Championships aren't made in the final dramatic moments of the season, last month's competition notwithstanding. And people may know that this was not Michigan's first national appearance. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got the program positioned to contend like this?
Well, you know, I have said since we got back, this has given me such an opportunity to just reflect on my entire career. And, you know, I want to say that to all the alumni that have passed through my program in the last 32 years, you know, they're the ones that paved the way for us to be where we are, positioned where we were, you know, able to recruit the athletes that we can recruit now. So this is a tribute, you know, to all of them. This championship was literally 32 years in the making. And, you know, this was a very different year, as we've talked about ad nauseum. But I think, ironically, it really gave us the opportunity to focus on school and focus on gymnastics. And for us, you know, we had a great outcome. So I'm so humbled by, you know, the outpouring of support for our team and our athletes and our program, and just really happy to finally have been able to conquer this mountain.
Michigan's Abby Heiskell, along with her teammates Sierra Brooks and Natalie Wojcik, all of them just killed it on the balance beam. But Abby was there last in the rotation at the end when the score was tied, and her performance was just so dramatic. What was going through your mind when she was up there?
I just was hoping that she was able to maintain her composure and do the routine her mental, we have what we call mental choreography that we work very hard on in practice, and never was it put to the test at a higher level than what Abby Heiskell had to do at the national championship. And when I say mental choreography, you know, it's your brain can only think one thing at a time. And so we, just like we have choreography of our routines and dance moves and skills, we have a choreography of words, keywords that they're supposed to play it over and over in their head, like a recording as they go through the routine. Because if they're thinking about, you know, the keywords lift, push back, knees tight, set, you know, whatever it is, those may not make sense to people, but they're constructive things. If their brain is thinking about what they need to do, want to be in the present one skill at a time through the beam routine, then they can't be thinking, I'm nervous, my legs are shaking, don't fall, all of the negative self-talk things that we don't want going on in their head at a time like that.
Right. Sierra Brooks also posted such outstanding scores in Fort Worth. A lot of people were talking about her performance. What do you think she found that helped her?
You know, all of these ladies, you know, I could say the same for all of them, but, you know, Sierra's a leader. Sierra is somebody that really, I think, was excited about this championship. And people ask me, what do you think was the difference in this team? And I think that we've been to the national championship many, many times. And when you get to that level, a lot of times what I would see was a little bit of nervousness or anxiousness. And this year in my team, what I saw was excitement. And that makes a big difference in terms of being able to go out there and just relax and perform and do your routines. These athletes and led by Sierra Brooks were just really excited to be there, excited to show. We felt like our season, we were primed to come and have a great postseason last year when the season got pulled out from underneath us. And so from that moment, you know, our philosophy was, you know, unfinished business. And we just really were looking so forward to getting to the point where we could be at the national championship and be able to perform and give us the opportunity to show people how good we were and what we had trained so hard for. And so this year it was just really excitement. And we had a lot of fun, just a lot of really aggressive performances. Like I said, you know, led a lot by Sierra Brooks.
Yeah. What was different this year with respect to practice and training? What did you and the other folks in the program decide to do about health protocols?
Well, you know, first of all, from the very beginning, you know, it the whole thing's just a bummer, right? You know, you get your season last year pulled out from under you at the most exciting time. You feel like you put on all this hard work. So it's really easy to be down and negative and feel sorry for yourself about everything that's been taken away. And when we came back this year, you know, we were having to practice in groups of three athletes at a time. And, you know, then we had to endure testing 6 days a week in order to be able to come together and train. And, you know, at one point very early on, we just had the conversation that, you know, look, we have a choice. We can either decide to be upset about how things are and all the things that we're giving up, the sacrifices that we're having to make, or we can choose to look at the things we have to be grateful for. And, you know, even though we have to do some of these things, it's giving us the opportunity. Once we started testing 6 days a week, we have the opportunity to come in here and train together as a group. Other people that are under stay-at-home orders or not in athletics, you know, they get to stay in their house, they get to do online classes, they get to go to the grocery store, and that's about it. Like, we get to come here and we get to do the sport that we love to do. We get to do it together as a group. And so, like, let's really just look at the things that we have to be grateful for. And so we kind of took a lot of that attitude. And we also had taken the attitude that we just really have to be, you know, fluid. I mean, that people, we laugh at that term, you know, that, but we just never knew every day what it was going to bring, what kind of new changes, what kind of new sacrifices we were going to have to make. And it's just, you just get used to the fact that you're going to be out of your comfort zone the whole entire time. So you might as well not sweat it and just take one day for each day for what it is and be grateful that we have the opportunity to come in and train and be together. And so I'm really proud of this group for sort of the attitude that they adopted going through this year. And it certainly paid off for us.
You know, this was far from your first time at the rodeo, but did you find that you had to discover some new gears to help the team psychologically get through this?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and myself as well. You know, I would be, you know, lay in bed and not be able to sleep at night worrying about, you know, whether somebody was going to, you know, get COVID and from whom and how was I as a coach, basically have control over things that I have no control over. And that's very stressful. And all you can do is try to preach and tell your athletes the right things and the right messages and hope that they will buy in and hope that they will heed your warnings and follow the protocols. And what I learned was that the more stressed that I was, the harder it was on them. And so I had to learn how to just kind of take a deep breath myself and trust in the process and trust in them. I had given them the message, but I needed to give them, you know, some room to be able to be adults and make their own decisions, and, you know, just kept trying to remind them what was the prize at the end of all of this. And for a coach, when you go through all of that and you get a team of athletes to buy into what you're saying, and then it really does come to fruition and it pays off. There's nothing better than that, you know, ever. It's really hard when you go through all this and at the end, something doesn't go well. And then the athletes feel like, well, we did all this and look, it didn't pay off. But in this situation, it absolutely did. And I couldn't be happier or more proud.
For sure. The national championship was televised, and that's kind of rare these days on broadcast television. So people were watching, but at the same time, I'm sure the vibe in the room makes a difference. Do you think it was hard for the team not to have the same level of in-person support at some of those meets that might have happened in another year?
You know, I think in the beginning it was very difficult because you're absolutely right. We do feed off the vibe in the arena and the energy. And when you've got a big crowd of people that are there cheering, it's infectious. And all of a sudden when those people are not there and it's quiet, you have to learn how to refocus, I guess, where that energy is coming from. And it takes a lot of energy in your team. But that's one of the things that we worked very hard on, was kind of staying within ourselves, and the people who were not competing, like, their role was to provide and create that energy and that vibe. And so I think we got better and better at it as the season went along, and we started to pay less attention to the crowd, or lack thereof, and more attention to us and our team and what we were doing. And that definitely paid off for us in the end as well.
Bev, you work in a field where a short list of schools tend to dominate. I know Abby High School and Natalie Wojcik are both returning next year, and some of the others too. What would you like to put in place to try to see if you can do this again next year?
Well, as happy as I am about this championship, and I am over the moon about it, I am equally as happy with the fact that from our lineups at the national championship, we're going to lose one balance beam routine. That's it. So we're returning all but one routine. We have another couple of people that were in our lineups that could have either had injury, you know, other things that could have been provided more depth that hopefully will be back and ready to go next year. And we've got three really fantastic incoming freshmen that are also going to provide a lot of high level routines. So I am super excited about the depth that we're going to have. And I think that just riding off of this momentum, and now these athletes, they really believe, and they know for a fact that we're capable of doing this. And there's no reason that we're not capable of doing it again with even more talent that we had this year. You know, there are a lot of programs that seniors are going to be staying and they're going to be getting new freshmen too. So I'm certainly not saying it's going to be a cakewalk. We all know that, but these athletes know that hard work, determination, and focus, along with the talent and the depth that we have, you know, pays off big time. And so, you know, I just think setting the tone, setting the attitude right from day one. We're going to have some really strong captain leadership this next year. Great leadership's a key component.
Bev Plotkin is one of those great leaders, an 11-time Big Ten Coach of the Year and NCAA Regional Coach of the Year, and a former NCAA National Coach of the Year. These days, she's coaching the national champion Michigan women's gymnastics team. Bev, it's great to see this happen for you and the team. Thank you for your time.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you.